Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It's entirely possible, even after you've sown good seed in good ground, to get to looking at the wrong thing and not reap and miss your harvest. And so this is a revelation that a whole lot of charismatic and word and faith people need to get, because even a lot of preachers have left the idea all there is to prospering and God blessing you is giving offerings and making confessions. That's all there is to it. And that is not all there is to it. It's part of it. Being a tither, being a giver, talking right, we've just been referring to that, is certainly part of it, but it's not all there is to it. There are other things involved. Just like natural farming, we know that God doesn't plant the crops for us. Don't we? We know if we wait for God to plant our corn and tomatoes and beans, we're going to go hungry. Right?
Yep.
He gave us the ground. He gave us the seed. He gave us the noggin.
Yep.
Right?
Amen.
Taught us that the seed goes in the ground.
Yep.
He's not going to come down and put the seed in the ground for you.
Right.
Why would He need to? You know, it helps for Him to leave us a little something to do.
Amen.
Right? So He can feel like we're involved some way.
Right.
And He has.
Yep.
And we know that we need His help. We need the sun to shine. We need the weather. We need the rain, don't we? Yep. We got to have His help. Yep. And He's the one that causes the miracle of the seed to multiply.
Yes.
I know we've been around it all our life, but it's a miracle to take one little seed and it turns into all this other. That is the blessing of increase. Is the multiplication of the seed. It is a miracle. It's an amazing miracle. I mean, think about this. Adam and Eve have turned into all the billions that are on the planet today. Glory to God. It's amazing. And the Bible said it started with Jesus, but the Bible said now He is the firstborn among many brethren, and the seed of Abraham, before this is all over with, will number like the stars in the heavens and the sand on the seashore, and it started with Him. Oh, somebody say glory to God. What one seed can turn into is amazing. And that's true with all seed. Whether you're talking about the ultimate seed of the Christ, or you're talking about a seed of money, or a seed of things, or a seed of a plant, or an animal, it can just keep multiplying, multiplying, multiplying until it becomes huge and amazing. Now, go with me, if you would, to the book of, Isaiah. The 28th chapter, Isaiah 28, while I finish talking about this. So many have thought or left the impression all there is to prospering financially and materially is giving and making confessions. But like we've said, in the natural we know God doesn't plant seed for us or corn or soybeans or wheat. We also know that even though we plant it and He blesses it and rains on it and it produces a bumper crop, God does not get the harvest in for us. The corn, the wheat, the soybeans do not march out of the field into the barn by themselves. Do they?
Nope.
It's as much work to get the crop in as it was to get the seed in the ground, right?
Amen.
A lot of times the busiest part of the crop is when it's harvest time, right?
Yep.
Getting it in. And if you're lazy, when the crop is ready to get in, you can lose a crop. Right? That's what He's talking about. And it's true naturally and it's true spiritually. And that's why some people claim not to believe in hundredfold. Some people say, well, I don't believe in that hundredfold stuff. Okay. Do you believe in, what do you believe in? 50-fold? 30-fold? Fivefold? 0.05? What do you believe in? And when you start to examine it, people begin to have issues and they go, well, I just believe that if you give, God will bless you. That's code talk for it's all up to Him. And that's a problem.
Yes, it is.
There are different groups of Christians at different times believed that about everything. There were groups at one point that believed that was true about the new birth, that it was just all up to God, whether you got saved or not. There's some groups believe that still. And of course, a whole lot of people believed that it was all up to God whether you got healed or not. It was all up to God whether you got filled with the Spirit or not. It wasn't up to you. Some He saw fit to do it for and some He didn't. But we have found out that's not true.
That's right.
That we have something to do with it.
Amen. That's right?
Right?
Amen.
We have a part to play in it. Our faith. And it is true with sowing and reaping as well. Amen. Just like it takes our faith and obedience to sow, it takes our faith and obedience to reap. And it's not just all up to God. And we're not just waiting on Him. And so we've seen a lot of things that bring light about our part in this. We're talking about how to harvest. Look in Isaiah tonight. Isaiah 28 in the NIV. Isaiah 28 and verse 23. Isaiah 28, 23. This is the Lord speaking through the prophet Isaiah. He said, "Listen and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear what I say." How many think when the Lord says, "Pay attention to what I'm saying"? What should you do? Man, you should be hearing nothing except Him. He should have your absolute full attention. And He says, "Listen and hear what my voice. Pay attention and hear what I'm saying." Verse 24, "When a farmer plows for planting, does he plow continually? Does he keep on breaking up and harrowing the soil?" What's the answer? No. You don't just plow and plow and plow and keep on plowing. There is a set time, a beginning and ending for plowing time. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep reading. "When he has leveled the surface, it's ready," we could say, "now for sowing." Mm-hmm. Right? We plowed it. He broke it up. It's ready to plant. "Does he not sow caraway and scatter cumin? And does he not plant wheat in its place and barley in its spot and spelt in its field?" Some of it you scatter, some of it you plant. And each one has its area and field and the way it's planted. Verse 26, "His God instructs him and teaches him the right way."
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Keep reading. Verse 27. "Caraway is not threshed with a sledge, nor is a cartwheel rolled over cumin. And caraway is beaten out with a rod and cumin with a stick." And of course, this is pre-industrial age. Right? No machinery here. This is all by manual labor, but it's always been that different crops are harvested differently. Can you see this? You don't get this crop in the same way you get this crop in. Verse 28, "Grain must be ground to make bread, so one does not go on threshing it forever." What's he talking about? How many understand this is bigger than just the natural analogy? Isn't it? Always is. And why does he keep saying, well, you don't just keep plowing and plowing and plowing forever, and you don't just keep threshing and threshing and threshing. Why does he say that? Because people are slaves to tradition. They get to doing something, and then they are the first church of plowing. And if you ain't plowing, you ain't with it. And all they want to do is plow, 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 plow. Somebody else gets a revelation over here and they become the first threshing church. They go, "Nah, you plowers are behind, man. You got, if you with it, you're threshing." in the first threshing church. Yeah. And he said, no, you don't just thresh all the time either. See, what are we talking about? People have thought all there is to sowing and reaping is giving some offerings and making some confessions. That is an overly simplistic view. And that's true with a lot of things in our life.
Right.
Sometimes people say, well, I just don't understand. I'm doing everything I know to do. It just ain't working. Well, a whole lot of times that ain't true. People are not doing everything they know to do. But sometimes it is, and it shouldn't be a shocker, because a lot of times they just don't know enough. We really do need to know more about what's happening and how things work. And it's sad that the church has lost some things through the generations that we should have kept. It was replaced by tradition. And how many remember Jesus talked about this, that people have made the Word of God of none effect because of their traditions? You don't realize it, but something that we should know was lost 1,000 years ago. And it wasn't passed down generation to generation. And now it would take a special revelation of God to the church to get it back in. And when it would come back in, people would go, oh, that's strange new doctrine. No, no, it's not, it's how it should have been all the way. How many would like some of this? How many would like for us to be to the place where God could restore things to us and us not be so traditionally bound that we'd receive it? He'd show it to us in the Word. I'm talking about in the Word, in the Word. He'd show it to us in the Word and we'd receive it and be restored. Listen, keep reading this. He said, verse 27, caraway is not threshed with a sledge, nor a cartwheel rolled over cumin. Caraway is not beaten out with a rod, and cumin with a stick. Verse 28, grain must be ground to make bread, so one does not go on threshing it forever. And though he drives the wheels of his threshing cart over it, his horses do not grind it. Verse 29, all this comes from the Lord Almighty, wonderful in counsel and magnificent in wisdom.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this, he's talking specifically about sowing and reaping, isn't he? And what is he telling us? He's telling us there are a lot of different ways to plant, because there's a lot of different things to plant. And there's a lot of different ways to reap. And you don't reap everything the same way.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me